And we are live!
Live! Baby.
I'm always alive.
It's good to be alive. But sometimes dead is better. Than your record sell.
Yeah, sometimes dead is better. I feel like that's a tagline to every zombie movie ever. I think it's a Pet Sematary tagline, actually.
Alright, so that's the moral of the story. Go die now. You'll be popular soon.
Yeah, so guys, I am Picasso, and welcome to the Kiwi and Picasso Show, and we're here with a brand new episode. I believe it's our 7th episode, and we are here to tell you that we are on our 7th episode. I don't know where I was going with that.
This calls for a celebration. Celebrate good times, come on.
Yeah, I don't know how we would celebrate, but 7 is not really a celebratory number.
It's a lucky number.
I guess. I mean, if you want to say it's a lucky number, then go ahead. But
I say it's a lucky number, and I say we party.
Well, whenever I was 7, my grandpa died, so it's not very lucky.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
That's terrible.
Come on, grandpa. Celebrate good times.
Like, grandpa? But, yeah, So let's just pretend like we haven't talked about this yet. But have you watched the new Undertaker versus Goldberg match that was in the WWE Super something? I don't want to say Super Slam because it's wrong. Super shit. I don't know.
I don't watch wrestling.
Oh.
Well, I do watch if it's like extreme wrestling, Big Japan Pro Wrestling, Combat Zone Wrestling, that sort of thing. ECW. All right,
you lying little bitch. School. You bitch, you watched some of it earlier. I know you did. We talked about this earlier.
Well, I did watch some of it. Like that A&EW.
Okay.
You know, that pay-per-view you showed me.
Right. So that's what I was going to lead into, but you got to say, no, I didn't watch it. All right, so AEW. So do you believe that they're going to take down WWE? Or do you think there'll be another WCW?
I'm not sure. I'm hoping that they do really well. Yeah, nothing beats
As
Monopoly.
Do I.
Nothing beats Monopoly like good competition. Maybe this company will help WWE improve. Like, oh shit, we need to do better. And they'll do better.
Or they force WWE into bankruptcy and Vince into retirement because, you know, Vince is like 75. So, for those of our listeners, I was going to say viewers, but that's not really right, that aren't familiar with this, and for some reason they live under a rock, don't forget to donate to us, by the way. Vince McMahon is the chairman of WWE, so essentially he is the owner and not the creator, because his father was the one that created the company. But Vince McMahon is he's a very prominent figure in WWE, along with Triple H, also known as Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Real name is like Paul Levesque or something like that. But anyway,
hey,
so
Paul.
There's this, I know, right? Hi, man, Paul.
Hey, Paul from American Psycho. Hey, Paul.
All right. Yeah, Paul. What's his last name? It was calling by his first and last name, Paul. I don't remember. But, yeah, Jared Leto. So, anyway, so AEW is another company that just started. And the thing about wrestling is that it's basically been a monopoly for a long time, probably for the past 20 years since, well, I mean, it's another company, but it's not enough to put WWE out of business. So that's why WWE is pretty much the head of this monopoly. So, this other company came along just recently. And they're taking a lot of WWE's wrestlers, like Chris Jericho and the Rhodes Brothers, to name a few. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about whether or not that there are enough competition to put WWE out of business. So, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
And so one of WWE's biggest matches of just a few nights ago was Undertaker, who's basically a veteran wrestler. And by veteran, I mean he's old as fuck. He's like 50-something. And, of course, it's not old as fuck, like, normally, but, you know, he's an athlete, pretty much. So, in this case, yes. And Goldberg is roughly about the same age. So, it's basically two almost senior citizens wrestling. So, it didn't look very good.
Yeah. They're at the age where they gotta retire, or they'll do themselves an injury. Like, retire gracefully. Don't get an injury and be forced to retire.
Yeah, Undertaker almost took a, I believe it's a pile driver or something like that. No, it's a jackknife, which is kind of like a suplex, like pulling the person up in the air, like where they're kind of vertical and then dropping them down on their back. But in this case, he almost landed on his neck. It was crazy. So, yeah, I mean, it was pretty close, but I'd say Undertaker's not doing too bad. It's just because he wrestles like at least once a year. And it was pretty much Goldberg that was messing up everything. So, yeah, with AEW, it's crazy because they're definitely forcing WWE to put some creative to put some creativity towards their programming now. So, yeah.
Yes.
And it's funny because it's actually ran by this, I believe, it's a billionaire son that just. He's one of those rich kids. He was like, hey, I want to buy my own wrestling, or I want to create my own wrestling company. And that was like, okay.
Yeah, some people might say that's not a good idea. Like, you should let someone who's familiar with the business start a company. But you got to remember, when you're in, like, a situation, you've been in the wrestling industry for many years, you get tunnel vision. You don't see outside the box. It's people outside the box that tend to do well. Like Donald Trump, he's not a politician, but he's doing well because he doesn't think like a politician. He thinks like a normal person. Well, he thinks like Donald Trump, I'll tell you that.
He thinks like a businessman. So yeah. I was just about to say Donald Trump, though. He's a pretty good example of somebody that's not in the business, that they entered the business and is actually doing, I wouldn't say exactly well, but he's got the highest position in the country. So, I mean, just that he threw himself into that position, I couldn't do that. So it's an impressive feat.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I would definitely say that's very interesting. And plus, you know, it's probably best that we have fans that are controlling this new company, because fans know what other fans want to see. I mean, even though it is fake as hell, and I definitely acknowledge that.
Yeah.
if you have some interesting stuff, like, no matter who you are, you're probably going to be familiar with The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin because they were the height of WWE. And so AEW, according to the comments on YouTube, the pay-per-view that they had was very similar to the way that they operated things back in the quote-unquote Attitude Era, whenever, you know, wrestlers like that were big. So, what do you think about all this, Matt? I mean, Kiwi?
Oh. Think about what? Oh, yeah, fans running the company. Yeah, that's good. Because, like I said, if you're too much into the business, you got tunnel vision. You tend to listen to your shareholders, your investors. You don't listen to the fans who make your business, the ones who are paying for the tickets, buying the pay-per-views, the DVDs, and all that. So I think it's good that they are listening to the fans and giving them what they want. Personally, I would like to see a bit more hardcore stuff, because that's just who I am. You know, bring on some table ladders and chairs matches. But not too much. You don't want to devalue it, and you don't want to oversaturate, and you don't want to really hurt these people, because they're your performers. Yeah, so I just a bit more extreme, please.
Yeah, that looked like that's what the AEW was leaning towards, because like they had a battle royale at the very beginning, and I guess it's just kind of like their way of introducing all the wrestlers. And I believe the title match is actually the last match of the night, but it was really cool because, you know, it's like a Royale. I believe if you, like, touch the ground outside and you lose, I assume that's how it worked. I kind of skipped through it because I didn't see very many wrestlers alike. But, like, Tommy Dreamer was one of them that I saw and knew. I was like, oh, cool. He's hardcore. But one of the wrestlers, they powerbombed I haven't said powerbombed in years. But they powerbombed another wrestler. Like, they eliminated them by throwing them out of the ring, like, by powerbombing them, through a table that was outside on the ground.
And cool. That
was cool. Yeah, I mean, you never see that during the Royal Rumble. So, yeah. Very interesting stuff. Do you have anything else to add to that?
I think the reason why WWE is starting to go on a downhill trend is because it's pandering to the kiddos. Like, the Attitude Era celebrated, not just because it's like the golden era, but because, you know, it's got more mature storylines, more mature wrestlers. Don't know if you can have Stone Cold on TV these days. Oh, little Jimmy's pulling fingers and drinking beer. Oh, little Jimmy drinks beer and he smashes the cans against his head like the Sandman.
Right. I had something in my head, but I lost it just now. It had to do with the censoring and whatnot.
Yeah. But, like, no blood.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though.
One of the last matches, the last WWE matches I watched on TV before I gave up watching it, this is around, like, 2005 or 6, probably 6, I forget where they were, what state or city, but wherever they were, whenever an injury occurred, a medical official had to be nearby to apply first aid. And people were like, boo, you're holding up the match, you're ruining the flow. And Jim Ross and JR are like, yeah, this sucks, guys, but you have to have it. It's the law.
Right. Probably my favorite match in the world was Mankind versus Undertaker. Just like pretty much everybody else, I assume.
Yeah. Is that the Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, it was a Hell in a Cell.
My God, he's broken him in half.
That was all improvised, actually. I found out whenever I watched this video last night. And this video was Undertaker, Mick Foley, and a few other people that were there. I believe the referee was one of the people talking. It was all over the phone interviews, it sounded like, because you could just tell, you know, how a phone's quality is.
Yeah.
And so, so it was really interesting because, like, Undertaker was giving his experience, I guess, would be a good way of saying it. And Mick Foley, too. And did you know that Mick Foley, you know, as Mankind, he had asked the referee at the very end of the match, because they wanted to take him off on stretcher. They actually had him on stretcher. He was like, have I already been on stretcher for the night? And they told him yes, because, you know, he was on stretcher and he got off. And then he went back up on the cell and he got thrown off, I believe. No, he got chokeslammed through that time.
Yeah.
And so he declined going on the stretcher again, which just badass. So that just was really interesting that he mentioned that, because whenever you're watching, you can't hear that. So he's like, well, I leaned over to the referee and I told him how I'd been on the stretcher, blah, 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 blah. And, that was really interesting to me. And one thing, I remember the thing I was going to mention. So you're talking about censoring around 2005. Well, one of the things that another video I went to a rabbit hole, you know, on YouTube. So one of these was actually the video was about Snitsky, like Gene Snitsky.
Oh, I remember.
Like his story. Yeah, he was a weird guy. But in this video, the YouTuber, he was retelling the story of, you know, the kayfabe marriage of Kane and Lita, and how Kane raped Lita and got her pregnant. And
oh, well, Snitsky,
yeah, and Snitsky got her, he made her have a miscarriage, and he's like, it's not my fault! Over and over again. Ugh. But, yeah, so something like that definitely wouldn't happen today. First of all, due to being controversial as hell, like, showing somebody having a miscarriage on TV. I mean, did they ever deny wrestling to be fake? Like, did they ever say wrestling's not fake, it's real? Or was that just the fans?
That may be just the fans.
Oh, okay. I remember the one time whenever Vince's limo exploded.
I remember that. Yeah. They cut it short to do the Chris Benoit memorial, and then they're like, oh shit, did you find out what he did? Uh-oh. Spaghettios.
Pretty much, yeah. And at that time, I actually thought he died. So, you know, I thought it was real. And, you know, little me, I didn't question it. I wasn't like, where are the cops not there to arrest somebody? I mean, first of all, Kane for, well, first of all, for Kane lighting Jim Ross on fire. Second of all, for Kane raping a woman. Third of all, for somebody basically having a terrorist attack on one of the biggest chairmen, I was supposed to say CEO, but I don't think that's right, in the world, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah.
How do we get more people to watch American football? Just have John Madden's limo explode.
Exactly. Or have them doing wrestling things like drop kicking instead of tackling. It's pretty much what Vince wants, I think, because, you know, he had his own football league for a little bit, and he's trying to bring it back. It's like extreme football. XFL. Ah.
Yes, because footballers tend to make good wrestlers, like Bobby Lashley. I think he did football. Goldberg did football, I think.
Yeah, definitely Goldberg. I remember that. I always wonder what kind of boxers he wore, because it looked like, I don't know. I can't place it, but like, it looked cool. I was always like, I want a pair of boxers like that.
Yeah.
Anything else to add?
I'm going to say no, but then I'm going to regret it because I'm going to have a topic come up. Let me
we
see.
Can always go back to it. I mean, it's, yes, we got roughly, probably another hour or so left of this. About an hour 15.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. What was I going to do? Segue into another topic. Probably more wrestling,
Okay, I was going to go straight into fossil fuels after this. Fossil fuels an alternative.
Well, just to give people a bit of background, I watched WWE wrestling from 2004 to 2005. Then I stopped watching it because none of my current friends... You see, here's the thing. I was always older than all my friends, so I went to high school first, and none of my new friends in high school really watched wrestling, so I stopped watching it. It wasn't until like 2009 or so when I discovered Big Japan Pro Wrestling, Combat Zone Wrestling, all that hardcore goodness. And I still don't really care about wrestling apart from those particular ones, but they don't upload very often because they can't afford to do hardcore often because they get too injured and no one can perform.
Right.
That's essentially it.
I guess that makes sense. For me, I believe it was probably around 2000 when I was just a little kid, you know. Until I was like, probably around 2008. Something like that, maybe 2009.
Like, I knew what wrestling was before then because my dad had, I think he had a subscription to WWF magazine. That was what the company was what at the time, WWF. I still have an issue of WWF in my cabinet.
Yeah, about the magazines too.
Yeah.
Got the 500th issue, actually. My dog pooped on it. I don't have a dog anymore, but that's not the reason why I don't have a dog anymore, though.
Why? Because it chewed a power cord, and you're like, bad boy, and you zapped it?
No, I'm saying that's another reason why I don't have a dog anymore, because, like, it was a joke, because, you know, like, 500th issue, you pooped on it? Ah! No, it was a joke, though. But no, it's just because we couldn't keep him anymore. It was just too much work and stuff.
Alrighty. But yeah, it was pretty interesting seeing, like, the Hulk getting, like, slammed by the Big Show, and then, like, the next page, the Rock is in... like some merchandise wearing t-shirts, and I'm like, hey, I thought you were badass. You're advertising your freaking t-shirts, like Jabroni and that pie. He also shilled for Chef Boyardee. That's the first time I heard of Chef Boyardee.
He was in a movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it was about I don't even know. It's about some giant person or something, and he doesn't have any friends or something. I didn't watch the movie. I really don't know. I just know it was a movie in like 2010 or so, starring a Big Show.
Oh, I thought you meant Tooth Fairy.
No, that's The Rock.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers get into acting because that's pretty much what it is. It's like theatrics with fighting.
Yeah, it's also Larry the Cable Guy.
I was trying to think. Oh yeah, the South Park episode of wrestling where it's basically acting and everyone's showing up, glass of wine. This is really good wrestling.
I know, right? They just walk out there and they're like, "You took my girlfriend in front of me." You know, it's just so stupid. It's like, it's not wrestling.
They start fighting. I was like, "What the hell is this?"
Exactly. Like, what the hell are they doing? Like ticker germs. fantastic. Well, it's not really fantastic, but you know, it's a pretty good representation of most wrestling fans. Although, you know, the ones that are still watching are the ones I'm referring to. Like ones like me, they'd be the ones that are like, "Where are the stunts?" That's my imitation of you, by the way.
Well, the only time I watch wrestling now is, like I said, Big Japan Pro Wrestling, Combat Zone Wrestling, Wing, Shimmer. Also, Botchamania. Gotta watch that.
Is that like where they show botched moves?
Yes. Botch move, botch stunts, botch shoots, promos. Basically all sorts of wrestling goodness. Botching.
Oh, okay. Then The Undertaker and Goldberg would definitely be on that.
Definitely.
Yeah, they fucked that up a lot. You can actually, if you look at the very end of it, with the Undertaker's face, his face is hilarious. Just looks so irritated. It's like, oh, we fucked up. Yeah, it's pretty funny. If you actually heard him speak, he's a Texan.
Damn.
I don't know if he lives in Austin or if he's from Austin, but I was watching an interview and he's from Austin. Lives there or something like that. I think he's from Houston. He's from the area, though.
You might have seen him in person.
No, but I'm very distantly related to his wife. So, that's pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Undertaker, I'm a distant family member. And he gives you a choke slam. Thank you!
And don't come back.
Yeah, I think they honestly should have let Undertaker retire before he lost his WrestleMania streak.
Could have ended behind him. It just doesn't... Right, but you can't just do that because that's... you're leaving the story open and there's no closure. Because, like, I watched it last night, too, because, you know, the rabbit hole. And during... Or, like, right after the show, whenever he lost, like, all the reactions were priceless, first of all.
I remember
second,
that. There was one black guy going, "Oh!"
Yeah, I saw that guy. Was that a meme?
I don't know.
Is it a GIF on Kick or something? I believe I've seen it somewhere before.
Yeah, I've seen the GIF before. I was like, "What the hell?" And I was like, "Oh my God, right. Popeye's chicken going out of business."
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so he got a standing ovation. Like, everybody there, their mouths were dropped, and everybody was clapping for him. It was very, it was a good end to his career.
Yeah.
Well, not career, but like a good end to his WrestleMania career. Although, does he still perform at WrestleMania? Was he there last year? Or this year? Whenever it was.
Hasn't he lost twice now at WrestleMania?
I don't know, I haven't seen his...
Could have just let him stop after losing once. They had to make him go and lose again.
Well, was he even at the latest WrestleMania?
I don't know! I don't watch WWE wrestling!
I don't know, you can't just say he lost twice if you don't even know if he was there.
That's what I've read. Maybe.
Oh, if you read that, of course it's true. If it was on the internet, I mean, obviously it's true.
Obviously.
Actually,
speaking of reading things off the internet, I think you were going to mention something brilliantly smart about fossil fuels.
Yes, I was. They are bad.
Yes.
We should
move on to greener alternatives.
Yes, we should definitely move on to broccoli. Not
Ew.
Yeah, I know, right? All the little kids be like, bring back fossil fuels.
Just make treadmills or hamster wheels, and hey, if you stop eating, you have to eat the broccoli. Ah! How to see.
Exactly. So, how do you feel on Tesla?
I haven't felt Tesla. His wife will yell at me.
So, the company, bitch.
Person. I like the electric cars. I'll tell you this. I don't mind electric cars. I wish there were more electric cars. I wish there were more ways to recharge them. Like, you go to a gas station. Do they have a plug? Can I have a cord, too? I'll tell you this. I don't mind electric cars. I wish they wouldn't look ugly.
They don't.
Tesla cars look cool. But there are a lot of electric cars. Sorry, not electric. Electric, hybrid, like Priuses. Ugly as shit. Those Will Palmer cars or whatever. Those are ugly as shit. Nissan March. I don't know if that's electric. I think it's just diesel or petrol. That is ugly as shit. I'm throwing it in there because I hate that car. It's so ugly.
Okay.
I tell you this, I don't mind driving an electric car. I wish there were more electric cars, more ways to charge them. But they got to make them look good. It helps with sales.
Yeah, I feel like we've had this conversation before.
We probably have. And and I haven't changed my mind, so that's points for consistency.
Right, but Tesla's really not that... they're really good. It's just the thing is they're always on the brink of bankruptcy. That's bad. So, I mean, I love Tesla. I love them so much. It's just, the lack of charging stations, first of all, and their production of cars is kind of slow. But just the idea of it, if they had a successful company that were doing that, I mean, that'd be fantastic, first of all. Second, for Priuses, I mean, Priuses aren't bad. I love the idea of Priuses, but the horsepower sucks. So, I mean, if you're driving it daily, it probably got on your nerves. But you got to also keep in mind, that's getting about probably double the miles per gallon of your average car. Like, mine gets about 33. Your average Prius gets between, 50 and 60.
Cool.
That's amazing.
That's good.
So you're saving, I mean, you have your gas bill at the end of the year. Just cut that in half if you have a Prius.
And I like that. I like that. I just wish the car looked better. I mean, that's probably my only gripe with these sort of electric cars or hybrids. They gotta make them look good.
Don't have to have
like
a Prius.
Or convertibles, make them streamlined. Don't make them blocky or a lot of curves.
A Mini Cooper?
What's a Mini Coupe?
I thought that's what you were referring to with Mini Coupe.
Oh, I've seen those before. They're not bad.
Yeah, they are. They're really bad.
They look like Mini Coopers. Hey, I see Mini Coupe, not Mini Coopers. Oh, it is a Mini Coupe.
Yeah, so... Is that what you're talking about or not? Yeah, I mean, the car, from what I've read online and, YouTube and, stuff like that, from what I have heard from reputable sources, after lots of research, I'm kidding, it's all on YouTube, and from people I know, it's pretty unanimous that Mini Coopers are pretty bad, and pretty much anything that's Asian's pretty bad, not Suzuki, is that a name? Yeah, Suzuki, I think it's pretty bad. Anything like that, they're just really bad. Mercedes, too, I mean, just... Most of the cars like that, but with hybrids, it doesn't, you're really, you're being very close-minded about that. I mean, not whenever you say that they're ugly, but in the sense that there's a lot of regular cars. Like, I believe the Camry comes in a hybrid, which boosts it up to probably 40 or something like that, miles per gallon. I can't say for sure, but I think it's the Camry.
You're going to have to explain what you mean by closed-minded. Did you hear what I said before? I don't mind if a car is electric or hybrid. I just want it to look good.
You said they're ugly.
Yeah, they are ugly. Hence, I don't want to drive them. I don't disapprove of them.
Right.
I like their existence. I just wish they looked better.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's a very generalized statement. A lot of them are very nice looking. You wouldn't even tell if they're hybrids.
Then that's pretty good. That's why I like Teslas. Teslas look good, and thus I would want to buy one.
Yeah,
they're
amazing.
Feel good about myself. Like, I'm saving the environment. I can be all smug like on that South Park episode. Hey, nice car.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Good old Gerald Barflowski? I don't know.
I don't know. It's a Jewish name. I wouldn't know it.
I know, right? Same. Let's call him Rogan. speaking of which, I missed a whole lot of celebrities today. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
None of them messaged me back yet. Like, they're all on Instagram. I messaged a lot of them.
Advertising our podcast.
No, I'm just saying, I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do. Yeah, it's nice stuff.
All right.
Billy Joe, I'm like, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for what you do. Kevin Smith, I didn't message him, actually. His daughter, though, I'm like, hey, I found out about your band through your dad's podcast. I like it. You know?
And he's like, I found out about you for your podcast. And you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Thanks, Kevin Smith's daughter.
Hey, you guys are ripping off the Smodcast, and then Kevin Smith comes along, no, I ripped off their podcast. And everyone goes, oh, shit.
Exactly. You heard it first from Kiwi that we do not rip off anybody. Kevin Smith rips us off. Yeah.
Yeah. He took Karen Dan's.
He took her podcast. He took her podcast. No, he didn't.
Also, I've just 100%ed, or sorry, 120%ed Spyro the Dragon.
What does that mean?
Well, I just beat the game 100%. But it's 120 because that means I've got absolutely everything.
Right, that's what threw me off, but that's why I didn't know what you meant by 120.
So, I started playing the game at episode 2, and I've now finished the game completely. Episode 7. Well, I didn't speed run it, I just played casually, and I only played it during the recording of this podcast.
Oh.
So no, we're not sponsored by PlayStation or Sony or Insomniac Games, but if they want to sponsor us, we're open to it.
Right, if we're not sponsored by it, but, never speak too soon.
Yeah, I'm playing Spyro 2 now. I tell you this, I don't mean to, get into, off topic, we'll return to fossil fuels and all that, but Spyro 2 is honestly my favorite in the series.
I don't even remember which one I played a long time ago. It was probably 15 years ago I played Spyro on PlayStation.
Yep.
I think I did play the one on GameCube, though. 2007 or so.
I hated the one that came out after Enter the Dragon, Enter the Dragonfly. I played that recently. I emulated it. God awful.
It might have been the one I played.
The one on the port on GameCube was actually better than the PS2 one because they had more time to fix the bugs. The PS2 one is atrociously terrible.
To quote the mummy, bugs? I hate bugs.
So yeah, I played Spyro 1 back in 1999, and I had no idea what the game was, so I had zero expectations. So Spyro 2, I was looking forward to it. I was looking to Spyro 4 to Spyro 3 as well, but the PS2 was going to come out, so I was actually kind of looking forward to that more. So yeah, this game is the most nostalgic to me.
Right. Have you seen The Mummy, right? I'm sure you have.
The original with Brendan Fraser?
I wouldn't say original, but yes.
Oh, yes, I've watched it. I like the part where the The mummy goes into the room, and they hold up the white cat.
Yeah.
He's out the window.
Great. Like, hey, look what I got. And he walks up, like, But one question, though. So in that one scene where, I don't remember his name, the person that they refer to as our stinky little friend, you know. The guy...
Are you talking about the end of the movie?
No, the very beginning.
Because I remember the ending. Where all the bugs get him.
No, that's Benny. But, I don't know his name. I want to call him the curator, but that's not his name. You know, the guy that's trying to get Rick hung at the very beginning of the movie.
My name's like, not Rick. Is that the British guy?
No. Yeah, he's like, you told me you were looking for a good time. Yeah. And Evie's like, she's trying to haggle with him, and then, you know, it's a fat Arabian guy. He's all like, cut him down, you know?
I haven't watched the movie in ages, but yeah.
The scarab gets into his body, and he dies.
I listen to your mama's body.
Well, anyway, I was going to ask, there is a part of the movie in which it seemed to me as if he forgot his line, or if he forgot his cue, rather, because Evie says, first of all, he says...
He says, she says.
Rick, that's funny. Rick says, it sounds like bugs. And then Evie has to whisper. She whispers and says, he said bugs. And the guy's like, bugs? I hate bugs. So it just seemed like he forgot his line or something. So
maybe it comes across as more natural acting if it's not, you know... you know what I mean. Doesn't seem very scripted. It seems more natural.
No, I don't understand.
Well, sometimes the best acting is when they're not acting, when they're actually reacting naturally.
Well, right, I think I see what you mean, but what I'm saying is that he forgot his line. So the only non-natural thing in there was whenever Evie said, he said bugs, trying to remind the guy, I don't know his name, trying to remind the guy of his line is what it seemed like to me. But if you look at it from the film's perspective, Evie's trying to fuck with the guy and just trying to freak him out. Like, he said there's bugs, bitch. Like, he's supposed to react bad. You know, like, the guy's got a irrational fear. The word in my head was illogical, but it's not the right word.
Oh, yes, so. Yes. Well, he just ad-libbed it. Improvised.
Maybe. Yeah. You said yes, yes. That reminds me of Gurpreet. That's something Gurpreet would say. Gurpreet is our little Indian friend. He's very little. He's a very tiny person.
Yeah. He said he weighs like 56 pounds. I'm like, what the hell? 56 kilograms, I understand, but 56 pounds? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and his favorite comedian is Alaska. Did you know that there's a comedian named Hamburger?
No.
Hamburger. Yeah, there's a comedian named Hamburger. As you guys can hear, Kiwi here is looking up Hamburger.
He's black. Why would you know a black comedian?
Because a black guy once told me, for some reason I asked him for his favorite comedian. He told me, or maybe I didn't ask him, maybe he just told me. But one of his favorite comedians is Hamburger. And there's another guy too, I can't even remember the other guy's name, which I always remembered it, but like right now I can't for the life of me. But Hamburger is a comedian.
Reminds me of the Buster Move. Reminds me of the Buster Move series of video games. There is a dancer called Hamburger, but he's white, and I think he's got like a Jofro or something that's orange.
Okay. Yeah, Chucky Ducky was the other one, though.
Let me check. Buster Move. Hamburger. Oh, is it hamburger or is it just ham? I think it's just ham, actually.
Ah, look up Chucky Ducky now.
Okay, yeah, it is ham, and he doesn't have an afro. He has kind of like a Guile haircut. He wears like a burger hat, I think. At some point he might. Oh my god, it's been ages since I played the game.
Oh, how about you play with your keyboard and type in Chucky Ducky?
Chucky Ducky, your mama fucky. Chucky.
That's not true.
Ducky. Another black one. Why do you always know these black ones?
It's because that's the other favorite comedian of that guy.
Seems a little strange. Hey, why do you only like black comedians? What are you, a racist?
Well, maybe it's funny. Yeah, maybe he's the most funny comedian in the world. You never know. I mean, maybe all these black comedians are just better than the white people. Like, I personally haven't listened to them myself. But I know Joe Rogan likes hamburger. He said it once.
Because he's fat.
He's not fat. He's actually really ripped.
Oh, that's good.
Hey, there's a lot of cardio every day. He gets up like 3 a.m. He runs for like 5 hours. You know, kidding. He runs for like an hour or two.
When you're gone, baby, it's car time to come home. It's 3 a.m. I want your mama to come home.
It's 3 a.m. in the morning. What song was that?
What, the one I was singing?
Right.
I think that was Matchbox 20. It's either Matchbox 20 or Maroon 5. I always get mixed
up. Matchbox 20. Yeah, I know the song. It didn't sound like the song. Like, first of all, I couldn't tell you how the song sounds, so I mean, it might. But at the top of my head, it doesn't click that's Matchbox 20.
And she says, baby, it's 3 a.m., your mama must be lonely.
Oh, Riley, it's 3 a.m. I don't know, but he has more of a southern voice to it, Rob Thomas.
Yeah, so it's like, do you ever listen to like mainstream pop? And I was like, well, maybe back in the 90s. I don't listen to nowadays pop, but back then pop was good. Michael Jackson, king of pop.
I agree. I also like mainstream pop from the 90s, not really the hip-hop. I mean, hip-hop's all right. Like, I like the idea of Public Enemy and I don't want to say bands, but groups like that. I mean, that's a good thing we talked about. Do you consider Public Enemy a boy band?
Wow. Probably not. I mean, they're boys, they're in a band, but does it fit the bill? Probably not.
Right, but they're all doing vocals. They're not playing instruments or anything like a regular band would do. So it's a group of guys, only a group, and they all just do vocals.
I guess by that definition, they are a boy band.
So, listeners, you heard it first here that Public Enemy is a boy band. The same thing, I assume, for D12 with Eminem. So Eminem is a former member of a boy band. Eminem is a former member of a boy band. Just think about that the next time you want to join a boy band. Say, I want to be like Eminem. So, you know.
Because I'm remember, the Harry singer Styles of song. My band. And your mama, she wants to hold hands.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. All because I'm the lead singer of my band.
Because I'm the lead singer in a Public Enemy band. Do they have choruses like where they're singing, or is it all rapping? Like in Public Enemy.
I have no idea. I don't really listen to Public Enemy. Believe it or not, I don't. I don't sit there with my headphones on listening to Public Enemy flashing gang signs at passing cars.
Okay, maybe not. Maybe not Public Enemy in this case, but I said D12. I don't know a thing about D12. NWA. How about NWA? Do you consider them boy band?
NWA, yeah, probably. They're boys, they're in a band, they don't play instruments.
Exactly. So Ice Cube is a member, he's a former member of a boy band. Whether or not he is today, I don't remember whether or not they're even still together. Without Eazy-E, I highly doubt that. But yeah, you guys heard it first here. We have determined, we are the experts, and we have determined that that both Public Enemy and NWA are both boy bands. And Ice Cube and Eminem are boy band members. Well, past boy band members. So, isn't that just astounding?
Yeah. He goes from being a rapper to Daddy Daycare.
Who?
Ice Cube?
No, he wasn't in Daddy Daycare. That was, Are We Home Yet? Or Are We There Yet?
Close enough.
I said, Are We Home Yet? I think it's a sequel. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of similar. Did you see a sequel to Daddy Daycare?
No, I haven't watched a single one of those.
Yeah, they replaced Eddie Murphy. They replaced Eddie Murphy with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh.
Did you say that? Gooding? Gooding?
Gooding.
Goody!
I know the Martian.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's supposed to be Marvin the Martian.
And the Q-34 yeah. Space Modulator.
Your mother.
Yours.
Yours. I wonder if our audience thinks that my accent when I randomly say yours is the exact same, because to me, it's like I'm speaking into a mirror. You know, the way it does make sense.
Hey.
It's like yours. Well, it's like you're on the other side of the mirror and I'm speaking into it.
Man,
you know,
in the mirror. Hey,
that's
you
why I'm starting with me.
You said I don't do an American accent.
You don't.
And how can I sound like you?
You don't. I sound like you.
Nope.
Yeah, I'd be like, oi, how are you, mate?
That's Australian, and I can hear you breaking into that car.
Oh, you can? Whoops.
Now audience knows that you're a criminal and also black.
Well, I mean, I am over here mentioning NWA, which is what I am.
That's what you
and,
are.
Yeah, that's what I am. Also a Public Enemy, so I mean, Public Enemy number one.
Public
you know,
Enemy number one. That song they did with Anthrax, that was cool.
What, Megadeth?
No. Anthrax. They did a song with Public Enemy.
I've never listened to Anthrax or Public Enemy, so I don't know.
I think that was on a Tony Hawk's game. Tony Hawk's 2? Probably.
I only know Public Enemy because of, what do you call that shit?
Easy
Prophets of Rage. Prophets of Rage. That's what it was. And, have you heard anything about Prophets of Rage?
No, but I've heard of Lost Prophets.
Yeah, Lost Prophets are pretty good, I guess, but the lead singer likes raping babies.
Who doesn't?
Well, hopefully not many people.
Not many, if any. Well, that's bad.
Yeah, it is pretty bad, but no, Prophets of Rage. It's Rage Against the Machine, but, you know, they don't have a lead singer, so they mix with Public Enemy.
Oh,
They're not bad. A lot of people don't like them, but their song Unfuck the World, it's not that bad. I mean, it's kind of like rap rock.
Hopefully they're not socialist dipshits like Rage Against the Machine.
I don't know. I don't remember. I mean, Tom Morello, he's, you know, he's pretty left. But they make a good statement based on that song alone. I really don't. I haven't listened very much to the music. But just based on that song alone, I mean, I'm Fuck the World. I mean, it's pretty universal. I mean, everybody can agree on that.
Yeah.
Regardless of whichever standpoint you whichever standpoint that you stand on. I mean, that's kind of redundant. But, yeah, I'll find some of the lyrics. Just read out like a verse.
Unfuck the world.
Well, just the idea. Okay. I believe this is a chorus, actually. No hatred, fuck racists, blank faces, times changing, one nation, unification, the vibration, unfuck the world.
How stupid.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, it's anti-racist, you know, anti-racism, which is a good thing.
That is great. A good thing. Let it be known, audience, that even though we may crack some racist jokes here or there, we are not racist. In fact, Darren here has the hots for Latinas.
Yeah. Who's that? I'm Picasso. fuck you, motherfucker. we're even. But, yeah, genius saying that in our, 8th episode, 7th episode. Like, should have said that forever ago. Jeez. Here we are, almost a season in.
That's right. There's going to be some big changes in the upcoming season. Like, they're going to replace us.
What are they going to do for,
Hola, mi amigos, me. Soy Picasso.
They took their dribs.
And g'day, folks, I'm Kiwi. I don't know what a Kiwi is, but I'm Kiwi.
Good old Australians. Why don't you like Australians? They're so cool.
They're so bloody awful, mate. The fact that they talk like this...
That's a wimpy British kid.
No, this is a wimpy British kid accent.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you super sure? Do you really think so?
See, now that was an Australian.
That was a wimpy Australian kid.
See? Glad you agree.
G'day, mates.
Yeah.
Did Drinkle Foster spill wash the rugger, huh? Play some cricket.
Cricket. I've had this song called She Doesn't Love Me stuck in my head all day, and it won't get out. It's like, get out of my head! It's kind of like Family Guy, actually.
Never saw it.
You ever seen Family Guy?
I've seen one or two episodes. My favorites are the Ryan Stewie episodes where they go on adventures. Road to the Multiverse, Rhode Island, Road to Las Vegas. That sort of thing.
Right. Those are good. I like those. I can respect that. Respect. Yeah. I hit myself on the chest twice and said respect.
Oh, I thought you were doing a gorilla impression.
Well, first of all, you can't see me. Second of all, don't even dare call me John Cena.
Yeah. You walk into your mama's bedroom, John Cena's in bed with your mama, and he's like, you can't see me.
Be like, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, well, yeah, I can't see anything there. Hello, Mr. John. Where are you at? sir, I'm pretty blind. Where are you?
He sure matures fast. He was Dr. Fugonomics rapper, and now he's all a Marine, respect the troops and all that.
He's always been like that.
I'll tell you this, one time, I think I watched a YouTube video of John Cena coming out to the ring, and there's this, in the audience, there's this one kid, he's dressed like a wigger, he's dressed like a frickin' rapper, He's wearing all white. He's got, like, some chains on. He's, like, doing sort of hand signs. He's standing up doing hand signs, like, as a gang member. And I'm just thinking, I wonder what he's going to feel when he, like, grows up and he's looking back at this. Is he going to be all ashamed? That's not me. That must be some other kid. Or is he actually going to be proud of this? And say, yeah, that's me.
Well, it's probably very similar to Soulja Boy. It's probably how Soulja Boy feels. Looks back on himself all the time, like, what the fuck? Like, Soulja Boy, I've been this hoe?
Watch him roll on your mama. But I'll tell you this, Soulja Boy, he's going to have a few problems. Because he can't look back at the past and feel ashamed, because he keeps making mistakes. Like, you've probably heard of the video game console he was working on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Soulja Boy's going to make this cheap Chinese-made console that's got like 1,000 games in one, a lot of which are Nintendo games, a lot of which he doesn't have the rights to use. So he's going to get in trouble.
Use. Yeah, I mean, what games is he trying to use? Or already, like, what are the games he is trying to use?
Well, lots of good first-party Nintendo games, like Super Mario 64, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, and Majora's Mask, and, you know, these, you know what Nintendo's like? They've got lawyers up their ass, up their own asses. They'll sue him. They try to.
Right. Yeah, they have to have one up there for the G-spot, I understand.
Exactly.
Because they're Japanese and they're into weird stuff like that. Yeah, I understand.
There's probably an anime based on that. Ah! Lawyer up my ass!
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I believe it was on South Park.
Your mama's nudes honor me!
Like, oh yeah, suck my flag, nerd. I don't know what it was.
Oh yeah, those are space Jews.
Pretty much. Yeah, those things, and that taco that poops ice cream.
Yeah. It's like, Dad, what are you doing here? It's like, I've taken on a form you'll recognize. Nah, that's gay, don't do that shit. How about this? No. How about this? No.
Like, well, alright, kids, what do you want? How about a taco that craps ice cream? I think it says craps instead of poops or shits or anything. Yeah, and he does. So.
Yeah.
Is that from Dumb and Dumber? I always ask you that.
Nope.
Like, Mark, yeah, bird, yeah, mockingbird, don't everybody want a bird, I wish you would, I'm gonna buy you a mockingbird.
Eminem?
What do you think about that? No, not Eminem. So, have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
No, I've seen clips though. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world? Your face, ha!
Annoying sound, your face. Oh, that's funny. Hey, that's a good one. When you do your comedy stand-up routine, you got hecklers. Hey, you know what's the most annoying sound in the world? Your face. Everyone goes, ooh, them's fighting words.
Gosh, yeah, this boy just said, did he just say what I think he just said?
Oh, yeah, Boondock Saints.
No, Boondock.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, you said Boondock Saints.
Oh, yeah, the movie. I remember, like, watching the movie and going, where are the black people? Nigga, you gay.
You. Oh, Riley. Riley was one of my favorites. I mean, it was probably everybody's favorite.
Uncle Ruckus is the best.
I like Riley and Grandpa. Or Granddad. Because, you know, John Witherspoon just He's hilarious.
What's good, nigga?
He was funny, too.
That's a good way to start your comedy routine. What's good, nigga?
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Or if they're all talking, I get off the stage, and you're like, will you ignorant niggas please shut the hell up? And they were like, oh, did he just say what I think he's saying?
I'd be like, I identify as Martin Luther King Jr. I have my own street.
yes. And I'm Malcolm X. XXX.
Like, the police like to visit my streets.
Two shots in the dark now. Huey's dead. Who's Huey? Huey Lewis?
No, Huey. He's the boy from the Boondocks.
Hello? Picasso?
Hello?
Ah, sorry, I'm
Picasso.
I muted my speakers, sorry. I'm back.
That is the... Why would you mute your speakers?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh.
Oopsie.
Wow. You know your mama? I hit that.
Nope.
It's true, I really did. Like, I went over to her house, I banged her, and you didn't even know about it.
Nope. I went to your mama's house and banged her, and I made sure you know about it.
Nah, it's not what happened at all.
I gave your mama my calling card, so she can call me.
Oh!
Hey, on the phone?
Yes.
Wait, so you didn't hear me, and I wasn't recorded for how long? That was the last thing you heard me say.
No, we're still recording. Still recording.
Right, but you muted me, which means I wasn't.
I didn't
being
mute
recorded,
you.
So
I said my speakers were off.
So is this recorded by the recorder?
Yes.
Oh, good. So you're going to hear what you didn't hear.
I didn't hear what you said, but if I listen to the recording, I will. Then I'll fall asleep.
Why would you fall asleep?
You're probably doing some monologue.
No, I was actually banging your mother, and you can hear her in the background. She'd be like, ah, you know. Yeah, it's true. I mean, go back and listen to it. Bet.
Nope.
Yeah. True.
No, he's not true. He's not.
You're Tommy Wiseau. Why so serious, Tommy Wiseau?
You.
You. You and your face. And your mother. Did you say stupid face?
Yes.
Yeah, you're really referring to yourself again.
Nope, you're in your stupid mama's face. Your stupid mama's stupid face. Did you hear us?
You.
You.
See, now you shouldn't lie like that. It's bad to lie.
I am Abraham Lincoln. I cannot tell a lie. I banged your mama.
I mean, he could tell a lie. Actually, I think it was George Washington that couldn't tell a lie. Abraham Lincoln, too, I guess. But
yeah, honest day.
Right, but what about George Washington? Didn't he, like, lie about being honest?
He lied about being honest. I don't know, maybe. I don't know my U.S. presidents.
Well, nobody does. They're all dead. But, yeah. I'm sure... didn't he cut down like a cherry tree or something?
Maybe. Why'd you cut down the cherry tree, George? Because you're a bitch!
Didn't he cut it down and like lie about it or something?
Oh, yeah. And I think that was when he was young or something, and his dad's like, who cut down the tree? And he's like, I cannot tell a lie, sir. I cut it down. It's like, whoa, my son's a wimpy British kid.
Like, whoa.
We're fighting the British, now I'm going to fight my son. My son's the enemy.
That's not true. He actually, yeah, he probably was British. Because, you know, at that time there were a lot of British people here. Like, yo mama.
Nope, yours.
Actually, from what I understand, the British actually spoke like how us Americans speak. I don't know which dialect, but some dialect.
Textures. Yep.
Maybe.
The British people were like, that's some nice tea, I tell you what.
Nobody speaks like that here.
Do I look like Hill. I know what a newspaper is?
Do I look like I want some tea? No. All I want is a picture of your mama. This is the time where the audience is laughing.
Yep. Please clap.
You know, I met Jeb Bush. I didn't meet him, but like, almost.
Well, you were in the same room as him.
Yeah, I watched him. He was there. I was not exactly talking to him, but I looked at him. Also, Donald Trump. I was in the same room as him.
Ah, didn't you also meet Ted Cruz?
I didn't, like, meet him, but that was the same place as him. It was a rally. I mean, not that I, like, rally for that, but it was, you know, it was pretty cool to go to that and see him in person.
Cool.
Because yeah, personally, I'm not really right. Like, if you're not right, you're wrong.
Oh, that kind of right. I thought you mean, like, factually right. No, I'm not right.
That, yeah.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I'm like, not on the right side.
Why are you bragging about being wrong?
That's funny. But, yeah, so I'm not really right, but
you
I
sure
went
not.
To it. And I actually got one of those Donald Trump signs, you know, like Donald Trump president, sponsored by Donald Trump, circa 2016, you know, one of those.
Yes.
It's pretty cool, but...
They were selling some MAGA hats on Trade Me here, but with the kind of implication that you're going to buy these hats or merchandise just to destroy it, like, buy this hat so you can stamp on it. Dude, it's a nice hat.
I would say it's really a nice hat. I mean, I'm not a big fan of hats. But, yeah...
Yeah, I don't want to wear a baseball hat. I'll wear a MAGA beanie. Like I'm a drug dealer.
MAGA?
MAGA. Not the wrestler. I remember watching, like, Umaga, like, powerbomb some diva wrestler. And later at school, one of the guys was like, man, I can't respect Umaga anymore. He hurt a woman.
That's funny.
I power bomb your mama onto bed.
You do not do that, actually.
I do. I put her in the figure four dick lock.
That's funny. It's kinda.
Yep. And I'm tapping out. Tapping that ass. I smack it 3 times and the referee goes, damn! That bitch got fucked.
Your mama walks around and people say, God damn, that's a slut!
Nope. And yeah, audience do not think that we, you know, are doing this just for the podcast. We do this all the time, off recording, just ourselves.
Right. We just hang out, and we're like, well, we don't hang out, but like, you know, in a call, we're just like, yo mama. So we're just roasting each other consistently. So don't worry, you guys are not special. We don't do this for you guys, so if you guys think you're special, stop thinking that, you stupid, self-entitled prick. Yeah, so, suck our dicks and fuck off, you know.
Hey, don't be rude to the audience.
What if the masochist?
Okay, then they'll accept it. So if you're a masochist, please donate him or roast you some more. But if you're a special snowflake who doesn't want to get roasted, donate and we'll stop roasting you.
Right, I live in Texas, so you guys melt.
I live in Texas. I'm best friends with John Wayne.
Well, that's not true. I mean, he's dead. And I don't even think he lived in Texas. I think he's in Hollywood. But yeah, it's funny because snowflakes, you know, they melt because temperature, because snowflakes are frozen water.
Yeah.
And all snowflakes are unique. I must be a snowflake.
You are a snowflake.
Yeah, because I'm pretty unique. I'm also pretty.
In more ways than one. Mommy says I'm special. Yeah, your mom says I'm special in bed as well.
As well.
Yeah, you bang your own mama.
Nope.
And she's like, you are a bastard faggot son. But you fucked me so good.
It's funny how you can take from your real life and you can draw that into your roasts.
Nope. I take inspiration from looking at your life.
Well, that's not true.
Always true.
No, because the thing is, you actually draw from your real life into your roasts, and those roasts are basically the way you fight your verbal battles. So you got to thank your mother for banging you, because if that didn't happen, then let's be honest, I would definitely destroy you in roasting.
Nope.
Yeah.
You are the gay.
See, you're drawing from your real life again.
Nope. Drawing from your life.
You're just taking the insults people have thrown at you, and you're just regurgitating them towards me.
That's what you do.
I do not, actually. Mine are so bad you can tell that nobody has ever said them before.
Exactly.
But yours are so good that you can tell that you've had experience those insults at you.
I take inspiration from your life, make roasts, and then you copy me. Thinking you're drawing from my life, but no, you're actually kind of drawing from your own life because you're copying me because I've drawn off your life.
No, as you can see, I'm not much of an artist. I don't draw. So, yeah, so it would be very, very ignorant to say that I draw at all because I'm a bad drawer. Also, that's ignorant.
I draw the curtains before I bang your mama.
I draw a bubble bath with your with your mama.
Nope.
That's the only time I draw. True story. I really do. I go ask her. I mean, she'll say, oh, yeah, Picasso. I know Picasso. He's pretty good at drawing. But I'd be like, I didn't draw shit. All I drew was a bubble bath. She goes, yeah, that's what I meant. So, it's kind of ironic. My name is Picasso, but I can't draw. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk it? Not your mama. She doesn't think about anything.
Nope, yours.
Yours. It's funny how you say wimpy British kid when I'm actually imitating you.
Nope.
For those that don't know, because let's be honest, this is 7 episodes in and it's not enough time to know. Kiwi here is a Kiwi from Kiwiland, which is New Zealand.
Don't these people watch our previous episodes?
They probably forgot.
Well, you should. Hey, I got an idea on how to get people to watch the episodes. We can start like a competition, like there's a secret word. And in order to know the word, you have to watch the podcast, or at least listen. And then, at some point, we have a contest. Enter all the secret words, and you can win. Win what? I don't know.
You can mention their name on the podcast for free or something, I don't know.
Yeah, you can win like an Amazon gift card.
Well, we're definitely not doing that unless you pay for it, because sure as hell I'm not doing that.
And besides, it might seem like you're just buying an audience.
Yeah, first of all, we have to have an audience.
We've got an audience.
We don't have an audience. I mean, we have a little bit of an audience, but we only have like... we have a tiny, tiny, tiny audience, and that consists of Adolf and Mussolini. I mean, come on.
And like they're good guys. They wouldn't hurt a fly.
No, but are they really going to remember you're from New Zealand?
Well, they can probably tell from my accent. Unless they're ignorant and go, what is this British guy talking about?
That's what I would have said. When I first met you, I thought you were British or something. Actually, what? Yeah, as I mentioned before, I thought you were from the UK, which I thought was where New Zealand was at.
And for those at home, I'm half British, half Kiwi. My dad was British.
How do you know if they're home? Maybe they're in the car.
They could be at work. Have you done that report, Johnson? Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they don't live at work. Well, I mean, probably not.
Pretty cool if you listen to this at work. Your boss listens as well.
Yeah, bring your boss in and just have your boss be like, hey, I like this. What's the name of this? You tell them it's a Kiwi and Picasso show. Remember, the Kiwi and Picasso show. And remember to also subscribe to anchor.fm. 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 / Kiwi and Picasso show.
Kiwi and Picasso show.
Itchy and scratchy. It's itchy. It's scratchy. It's itchy and scratchy show. I don't even know how that song goes. Probably just itchy and scratchy show.
After begging your mama, I'm itchy and scratchy.
you took that inspiration from your own life.
Nope. Your life.
Yeah. Yours.
My life is a teenage robot.
Your life's a teenage bitch.
Nope.
Yeah. Alright, tell me why that's not true.
Because I'm not a teenager.
Alright, me neither.
Now, what do you think about teenagers? Do you like them? Hate them?
Well, teenagers scare the living shit out of me. And they could care less as long as someone will bleed. So darken your clothes and strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Calm
the
down,
boys and
Madonna.
Girls in the clique. No, it's My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
But no, teenagers nowadays are different from whenever I was a teenager just a few years ago.
Just a few years ago. They change so fast.
Yeah, they do. I feel like they're smarter and stupider. It just depends on the teenager, I guess. I really don't know very many teenagers.
Yeah.
But the music's definitely not for me. Not some of it, I guess. For the most part, nah.
True facts. I don't want to sound like a grandpa or dad here, but it's like the best artists are already dead.
What about Green Day?
There's some good artists too nowadays. Just wait until they're dead.
What are you saying? Artists can't be good until they're dead?
Well, I don't know. I listened to a Green Day song today. It's my favorite Green Day song. What's it called? Take It Back or something. It's from
Take
Nimrod.
Back?
Take Back. It's from Nimrod.
Yeah, like, you push me once too far again, I'll have a fucking take. I take back.
I like that song because it's like the closest song they've got to Fresh or something. It's like one of their heaviest songs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. By a long shot.
Wow, this is heavy.
I mean, Bang Bang's pretty, I wouldn't say it's thrashy, but it's definitely a heavier song of theirs. Yeah, like, you push me once too far, yeah, I'll something in your fucking tape. Take. Blech. Like, jeez. I want to see him play it live. That'd be cool. It's kind of like Jaded, but harder.
Cool.
Like, in a lot of ways, Nimrod is just not... In a lot of ways, Nimrod is softer than Insomniac, but in a lot of ways, it's also harder. Like, Take Back, it definitely beats anything on Insomniac. But also an Insomniac, that's consistently pretty hard.
I'm consistently pretty hard when I'm near your mama.
Oh. No.
Yes.
No. See, the thing about that is, you're a bitch. Hello?
Hello. Podcast, buddy? For those that work and on the bus, I'll tell you this. Picasso here is more of a punk guy. I'm more of a thrash guy.
I thought you were into 80s electronic.
Hey, that's good too. I like a lot of songs that have a good melody. Thrash is good melody. Well,
and,
for the most part, punk has got some good melody.
Yeah, you're also into video game music. That's it.
Yeah, because like I said, good melody. You don't need vocals if you've got a good instrumental.
Well, I mean, I definitely prefer vocals. Sure. No doubt about that one. I'm definitely an instrumental hater. Like, there's a song by Green Day called Last Ride In. I mean, it's not that I really hate the song. It's just I don't want it to exist.
Why? Because it's got no vocals.
Right.
I want to sing along.
Yeah, I want to sing along. Like, Fiddler, this other punk band, they just released this this album called Almost Free, and they just released it probably, I don't remember, I think February? And it's an amazing album, but they have one instrumental on there. It's actually in a lot of Apple commercials. I think it's an Apple. Could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Apple. And the song is called Almost Free. You know, the titular song, I don't know how to pronounce that, but the eponymous song?
Yeah,
eponymous. Not eponymous. Yeah, sure. And so...
Because title usually means referring to a title, like King, Queen, that sort of title.
Eponymous, right, but the song's called Almost Free from the album Almost Free.
Running Free, yeah, Running Free. It's an Iron Maiden song.
Anyway, it's an instrumental song. It's pretty good. It's kind of short and just, if you have an instrumental song, I definitely need to be short because, well, I don't know, maybe my patience with it or something.
Yeah. I like instrumental songs, but sometimes they go on for too long. Like, some of Metallica's instrumentals, like Call of Cthulhu, that goes on for too long. Orion, that definitely goes on for too long. It's like, geez,
or,
next song.
Or one, like 7-8 minutes. I mean, it's a good song, but they could have cut that down by a few minutes.
Your mama has taken my sight, taken my speech, taken my hair in, taken my arms, taken my legs, taken my penis, left my body living hell.
There are the lyrics.
Yeah, that's what he meant to write.
Is that one?
Yeah, one. You know, One by Metallica, based on Johnny's Got His Gun, or whatever that book is?
I never read that book.
Well, basically, same plot as the song. Some guy, like, steps on a landmine or something, he loses everything, but he's still conscious.
Conscious pilot. I see, yes, I do see. I understand.
I see Lucy's juicy pussy.
I see your mother and her dog that exists.
Yes, again, I don't have a dog. Neither does she.
Yeah, but I was referring to your mother. She's a dog. Your mother's a bitch.
Your mother's a bitch. A female dog in heat. White heat.
I don't understand.
It's a movie.
Oh, like in the heat of the night?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen In the Heat of the Night, but I haven't seen White Heat. That sounds like a racist movie. Is it related to The Birth of a Nation?
Nope. Wait, didn't they do a remake of Birth of a Nation?
They did. They did. Which is not the best, because, you know, it's a very racist film.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that, I think it's Woodrow Wilson. He had a showing of that at the White House.
Ah, good old Woody.
Yeah, like 1917, 1918, something like that. Because, you know, birth. Gave birth to our nation. It's true.
The cool kids like, are in the Klan. Note, we are not endorsed by... Careful, we're not endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan, but if they want to sponsor us, we're open.
I'm not open to that.
The American Nazi Party, we're open to sponsorships.
Not from you. Absolutely not. I definitely refuse that one. They'd try to give us money, I'd be like, take your money back.
It'd be funny if they did sponsorship, and it's like, I don't want their money. Okay, then instead of you getting 50%, you get zero, and I get all of it. All $5 of it.
Exactly. See, you always get $5 more than me, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I will not accept money from the Nazis, because I am a good noodle.
I'm good, too. Bit of hypocrisy. We're not going to accept sponsorships from communists and socialists. Draw the line there.
I will.
What the hell? I accept donations from far right. You accept donations from far left.
Yeah, I know, right? But that's not fair. You receive all the donations because people on the far left don't have any money.
Of course.
They're not food either.
Especially when Bernie Sanders is going to run for president, they're going to donate to him. Bankrupt for Bernie.
Right, but the thing about that is Bernie only asked for like $2 or $3.
I don't care. I'm going to get a new MasterCard. I'm going to max it out. All for you, Bernie.
Did people really do that?
They did do that. But then Bernie Sanders bent the knee and like endorsed Hillary Clinton, and people voted for Trump out of spite. Well, some of them did.
Oof, I didn't know that.
And when they said hashtag I'm with her, they're referring to your mother. Hashtag I'm with your mama.
Like, I knew that, but I didn't know that people actually maxed out their cards for that. What do you think about that for any candidate?
That's dumb. They should be donating right. What they want, not what they should feel like they have to. Hey, it doesn't matter how much money you donate, if they don't spend it smartly, they're going to lose. Like Hillary Clinton outraised Trump many, many, many times. Trump still won. He raised money, sure, but not as much as Hillary Clinton, so it's not how much you raise, it's how smart you spend.
Well, right, but Trump is also, he also put a lot of his own money into that.
Of course. He doesn't need your money. Save your money. Buy cheeseburgers. Buy little American flags and wave them.
It's not only that. I mean, he's also begging people for money in his emails. I mean, I've definitely received emails.
For his emails. He sent it to you personally. Darren, please give me money. I mean,
yeah, it's always like... he himself isn't saying it, of course, but he's always like... Like, hey, I want to see your name on here. And in order to have your name on there, you have to pay some money and be on the list for some reason. I mean, I assume it goes to his campaign, but yeah, it's pretty interesting. And yeah, he started out with a head start. He already had a ton of money that went into his own campaign. Whenever Hillary only had $200 million at that,
yeah,
he had like. At least a few billion.
And it's ultra amusing to see all these celebrities jump out the woodwork and say, hey, if Trump can be president, I can be president. And it's like, well, he's been a businessman for decades, so he's got experience in running things. Meanwhile, you're like a wrestler. You're Kid Rock. Do you know how to run the United States? Probably not.
Well, Kid Rock's different, but The Rock could probably do it.
Yeah, The Rock would do it. Strong arm them. You're going to sign this trade deal, or I'm going to give you the people's elbow.
Not exactly that. It's just The Rock is actually really smart, and he's really good at what he does whenever he tries to do something.
Yeah.
And on top of that, he's just charismatic.
Reminds me of Kane running for mayor.
Well, that's different. That's a mayor. I mean, I can run for mayor.
You should run for mayor. Hey, it's Picasso!
Well, you never know. Maybe I will. Not today. Or tomorrow. One day.
Later on that day, he's filed the paperwork and now he's running for mayor. That's a Simpsons joke. We're going to America. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday. Later on that day, we boarded the boat.
That's funny.
That's funny. Okay, chicken, at that time, we are 1 hour and 30 minutes in, so it's time to wrap up this Subway sandwich of a show.
All right, well, we have brought our audience from wrestling to electric cars all the way to each other's mothers again. So, that's really all I got to say about that.
And we got our first subscriber, so this is our one subscriber milestone special episode.
Interesting. Who's our subscriber?
I don't know. I'm not looked into the account.
Well, we need to give him a shout out. Go look in the account.
Oh, god damn it. Do I really want to do that? All this effort just for one crummy little subscriber who doesn't even donate to us?
Yes.
Okay, I'll log in. Okay, found the details.
We have to figure out who this is. Because we need to appreciate them.
Yeah, in fact, here's a little bit of a shout-out, guys. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, we'll give you a shout-out.
For now. I mean, eventually, you know, if we had, like, a million people, then we're obviously not going to... Yeah, we're obviously not going to shout you guys out. So go fuck yourselves after, like, a few hundred. So.
Okay, this is a subscriber shout-out to OGs.
Who?
That's his name, OGs. O-H-H and then G-E-E-Z. What the hell is your profile picture? Oh my god, he's got Green Day in the background.
Cool, speak of the devil.
The world
revolves around Green Day.
Is this someone you know or something?
I really don't know. I never tell anybody about the YouTube. I only tell them about the Spotify. I just tell them to Google it, I think.
Okay.
I'm just like, check out our podcast. You can check it out on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Pocket Casts, and many more platforms like that. You know, YouTube's insinuated, but I never specifically say that. Yeah. They probably just assumed that I was talking about it.
Oh, what the hell? This guy's got 7 subscribers. He hasn't uploaded any videos. He just likes videos, and he's got 7 subscribers. We've got a catching up to do.
That's strange.
All right, guys, so subscribe. We'll give you a shout-out. Don't forget to donate. We'll give you a shout-out. Everyone be like Mr. Adolf and do shout-outs. Donations.
Yeah, Mr. A. Dolph. Yeah. He is a singular Dolph.
Dolph, like that guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, that too.
That's terrible. I wonder if Dolph Lundgren goes by his middle name and his first name starts with an A. That'd be funny.
Oh,
anyway, you guys.
Jesus Christ.
This has been your newest episode of the Picasso, or the Kiwi and Picasso show. I almost gave myself too much of ego. So this is our Kiwi and Picasso show, our, 7th episode?
Lucky number 7.
Yeah, lucky number 7. So we are pleased to give you guys what you wanted.
Yes.
And, of course, nobody asked for this, so nobody wanted this, so...
Especially me.
Yeah, so you guys, we thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We hope you guys donate. And again, we just appreciate you guys as fans, especially you OGs. That's a weird YouTube name. You could have just named yourself by your name. But,
OGs.
All right. Jesus Christ.
Okay, Mr. Slave.
All right, Mr. Garrison.
Hello,
see him. My name's Twink. Oh, Jesus. And I'm Pip. Nice to meet you.
Oh, Twink. Pip, didn't he die?
Yes, he got stamped on by Mika Streisand.
All right. Season one, I think. No, he was in season two, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah, no idea. But anyway, you guys, that has been your seventh episode of the Kiwi and Picasso Show. The Kiwi and Picasso Show! I can't do it. But, yeah, so hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys donate. Hope you guys sponsor us. Because remember, the more sponsors we have, the less advertisements you have to listen to. And, of course, you'll have to listen to two. But eventually, if we ever have enough subscribers, that'll be zero. So, just... if you guys show us some love, then we will definitely show some back. So thank you guys, and until next time, this has been Picasso.
And I'm Kiwi.
That was a bit of a late reaction, but I am Picasso, and we will see you guys in the next episode.
Catch you guys on the flip.
Yeah, on the flip, we'll catch you guys on. Just don't laugh at them.
Just you.
You.
You.